Hey there, ready to dive into this pile of articles you sent over on conscious consumerism? Looks like you're on a mission to really understand how to make ethical choices, and honestly, I'm right there with you.
You've got a point. There's so much information out there now, it can be overwhelming. It's fantastic that you're digging into the history of consumption all the way to the future of eco-friendly tech. Shows real dedication.
Absolutely. And that's where this deep dive comes in. We'll unpack those aha moments from your research and give you that clarity you're looking for. You know, I was struck by something in one of the articles about how much our consumption habits have changed over time.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Before the 18th century, people lived in a pre-industrial world, producing most of what they consumed locally. Sustainability wasn't a buzzword, it was a way of life.
Right. Then the Industrial Revolution hit, mass production took off, and suddenly our link between consumption and economic success was solidified.
Exactly. And by the 20th century, things really exploded. The rise of a booming middle class with disposable income and a little thing called advertising fueled a consumerism boom. Suddenly, keeping up with the Joneses was the name of the game.
It's crazy how we went from making do with what we needed to feeling pressured to buy the latest and greatest gadgets. But that's where this whole conscious consumerism movement comes in, right? Like a counter movement to that buy more, buy cheap mentality.
Absolutely. By the late 20th century, people started realizing that this mass consumption came at a cost: environmental damage, worker exploitation, those less glamorous aspects.
So as we enter the 21st century, we're grappling with the consequences of those choices.
Yeah.
The added layer of e-commerce and digital consumption. It's a whole new ballgame.
It is. And it's where understanding the core principles of conscious consumerism becomes crucial. Your reading list does a great job highlighting sustainability, ethical production, and transparency.
Okay, let's break those down. Sustainability seems pretty straightforward, but what does it actually mean for our everyday choices?
It's about thinking beyond just buying a product made from bamboo, for example. It's about the entire life cycle of that product. Was the bamboo sustainably harvested? What happens to it when it's no longer usable?
So we're talking about minimizing our environmental footprint throughout the entire process, from the materials used to how the product is made, shipped, and eventually disposed of.
Exactly. Look for products made from renewable or recycled materials produced using energy-efficient methods. Those certifications you see, like Fair Trade or USDA Organic, are good indicators that a company is taking those extra steps.
It's like a stamp of approval, reassuring us that someone is looking out for the planet and the people involved in the process.
Exactly. And that brings us to our next principle, ethical production. This is all about ensuring that everyone involved in creating a product is treated fairly and works in safe conditions.
We're talking fair wages, no child labor, safe working environments, basically ensuring that our desire for affordable products doesn't come at the expense of someone else's well-being.
You got it. Now, you also highlighted transparency in your research, which honestly should be a given, but sadly isn't always the case.
It's like some companies want to keep their production processes shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
But we have a right to know where our products come from and how they're made.
Absolutely. Conscious consumers should demand transparency. Where do they source their materials? What are their factory conditions really like? These are questions brands should be readily answering.
So it's about doing our homework, asking those tough questions, and being wary of brands that are reluctant to be open about their practices.
Precisely. Now, speaking of transparency or the lack thereof, your research also delves into the world of greenwashing, which is something to watch out for.
Greenwashing? Tell me more. That sounds sneaky.
It is. It's when brands use misleading marketing tactics to make themselves seem more eco-friendly than they actually are. It's like putting lipstick on a pig. It doesn't change the reality of the situation.
So how do we spot those sneaky greenwashing tactics? What are some red flags to look out for?
Okay, so we're on high alert for sneaky marketing tactics disguised as eco-friendliness. What should we be watching out for?
Watch out for those vague claims. Words like natural, eco-friendly, or even just green, they get thrown around a lot without any real substance. One of these articles mentioned a company claiming their shoes were made with love and good vibes.
Okay, that's a new one. But seriously, what does that even mean? It's meaningless without concrete proof.
Exactly. Look for specifics. How are they reducing their environmental impact? What sustainable materials are they using? Are they transparent about their supply chain? If a company is dodging those details, it's a red flag.
So no more falling for vague claims. We're digging deeper, looking for those certifications we talked about earlier and not just taking a brand's word for it.
You got it. Another greenwashing tactic is focusing on a single eco-friendly aspect while ignoring other less savory practices. They might boast about using recycled packaging, but conveniently forget to mention their unethical labor practices. It's like that health halo effect with food. Just because a snack bar is gluten-free doesn't automatically make it healthy if it's loaded with sugar.
Precisely. You've got to look at the whole picture. Speaking of which, you sent over some insightful articles about mindful spending. It's not just about what we buy, but how we approach consumption in general.
Right. There's a whole psychology behind our spending habits.
Yeah.
So how do we move away from that buy more, buy cheap mentality that seems so ingrained in our culture?
It's about shifting our mindset from quantity to quality. It's about investing in pieces you'll love and use for years to come, which reduces waste and ends up being better for your wallet in the long run.
That makes sense. It's like choosing a well-made pair of shoes that might be pricier upfront but will last for years versus buying a cheap pair that falls apart after a few months.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just clothes and gadget. Think about food, for instance. One of the articles you shared mentioned that the average American throws away about a pound of food every single day.
A pound a day? That's shocking. I know I'm guilty of letting food go bad in the back of my fridge, but still.
It adds up, and it speaks to a larger issue of how our food system is structured. We've prioritized efficiency and profit over sustainability, and the planet is paying the price.
So how do we even begin to make a difference? It feels overwhelming.
It starts with small, mindful changes. For example, planning your meals, using leftovers creatively, and being realistic about portion sizes can significantly reduce food waste.
Those are great practical tips. And what about being more conscious about where we buy our food?
Absolutely. Supporting local farmers and producers through farmers markets or CSAs is a fantastic way to reduce your environmental impact and get fresher, tastier food. Plus, you're supporting your local economy.
It's a win-win. Now, we can't talk about conscious consumption without addressing the fashion industry, especially fast fashion. Those articles you sent were pretty eye-opening.
It's a complex issue. The fast fashion model thrives on constantly churning out cheap, trendy clothing, leading to a culture of disposability. The environmental and ethical costs are enormous.
Right. Like that statistic about how the fashion industry is responsible for about 10% of global carbon emissions. 10%.
Yeah.
That's a bigger impact than international flights and maritime shipping combined.
It's a stark reminder that our choices have consequences. But the good news is that there are alternatives. You highlighted some amazing ethical brands in your research. Patagonia, Eileen Fisher, Tayo MS.
It's inspiring to see companies challenging the status quo, improving that style and sustainability can go hand in hand.
And don't forget about the power of shopping secondhand. It's a fun, affordable, and sustainable way to refresh your wardrobe while giving clothes a second life.
I love thrifting. It's like a treasure hunt. You never know what gems you'll find, and it feels good knowing you're not contributing to that cycle of fast fashion.
Exactly. Speaking of reducing our impact, you also included some fascinating articles about the often overlooked aspect of green tech. It seems ironic since technology is often associated with consumption.
It's true. We tend to think of those shiny new gadgets that quickly become obsolete. But how can we make more conscious choices when it comes to our tech consumption?
Awareness is key. It starts with simple things like being mindful of our energy usage. Did you know that streaming, especially in high definition, consumes a significant amount of energy?
Really? I had no idea it had such a big impact.
It all adds up. Choosing to download content instead of constantly streaming or opting for lower streaming quality when possible can make a difference. And when it's time for a tech upgrade, there are more sustainable options available now.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, some companies are now creating modular smartphones designed for easy repair, so you're not forced to replace your entire phone just because of a crap screen or a dying battery.
That's amazing. Repairing and reusing should be the norm, not the exception. What else?
Look for electronics with those Energy Star ratings, just like you would with appliances. And did you know that some companies are using recycled or sustainable materials in their products?
I did see something about lab-grown diamonds becoming increasingly popular. It's fascinating how technology can actually help us reduce our impact. But speaking of impact, we can't forget about our digital footprint. One of the articles you shared mentioned that our online activity has a very real environmental cost.
Absolutely. Our emails, photos, videos, they're all stored in massive data centers that require an incredible amount of energy to run.
So even when I'm just scrolling through social media, I'm contributing to the problem.
To a certain extent, yes. But becoming aware of these hidden costs empowers us to make more conscious choices. Maybe we think twice before sending that email with a huge attachment, or we declutter our inboxes in cloud storage.
Right. It's about being mindful of our digital consumption, just like we are with our physical consumption. It's like being mindful of our digital footprint is a whole other layer of conscious consumerism we don't always think about.
It really is. But now that we are thinking about it, let's talk about how we can use our voices and choices to create change. You've included some powerful articles about consumer activism. It's inspiring to realize that we're not just passive consumers. We have power.
Right. It's about putting our money where our morals are. If we want to see a world with more ethical and sustainable practices, we have to support the businesses that are leading the way.
Exactly. And that support can take many forms. It can be as simple as leaving a positive review for a company that's doing things right or sharing their story on social media.
Word of mouth is powerful. And on the flip side, if we're unhappy with a company's practices, we can speak up and let them know.
Absolutely. Contact them directly, share your concerns online, and encourage others to do the same. One of the articles you shared mentioned a study that found that over 60% of consumers have boycotted a brand because of ethical concerns.
Wow, 60%. Mm. That shows that businesses can't just ignore consumer pressure anymore. We have a voice and we're using it.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the power of collective action. Supporting organizations that align with your values, participating in boycotts of companies with unethical practices, these are all ways to amplify your impact.
It's about joining forces and showing businesses that we're serious about creating a more just and sustainable world. And speaking of justice, you included some insightful articles about the intersection of conscious consumerism and social justice. It's not just about protecting the planet. It's about creating a fairer world for everyone.
Precisely. Our purchases have ripple effects. When we support fair trade practices, for example, we're ensuring that workers are paid a living wage and work in safe conditions.
That stylish outfit we buy doesn't come at the expense of someone else's well-being.
Exactly. And conscious consumerism also involves recognizing and challenging issues like gender and racial inequality within our purchasing habits. Are we supporting businesses owned by women? By people of color. These choices matter.
They really do. It's about using our purchasing power to create a more equitable and just marketplace. Wow, this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. We've covered so much ground from the history of consumption to the future of ethical fashion and technology. It feels empowering to know that we have the power to make a difference.
It is empowering, isn't it? And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Don't get overwhelmed trying to do everything perfectly. Start small, educate yourself, and make conscious choices that align with your values.
Progress over perfection. I love that.
And remember, every purchase is a vote. By making informed choices and supporting businesses that prioritize people and the planet, you become a powerful force for change.
Every purchase is a vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful reminder that our choices have an impact. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us. Remember, no matter how small it may seem, every step towards conscious consumerism counts. You have the power to make a difference.